and everything. I had to bring you on Savage Smoke. That's for my subscribers on Spotify. Well, you know, I bring the men on, and we really talk about the industry and give that real smoke and the truth about the industry. So how y'all lovely couple doing tonight on this Monday night?
We're good. I just got done cooking dinner. We just ate.
Yeah,
feeling good.
Yeah, I can tell because I can look at her eyes. She's just like, she's ready to go to sleep. That addies been hit.
Yeah, no, I mean, I've had some steaks, some shrimp, and some potatoes, so I'm good. I'm full. He's good. He's full. We had a chill day. Worked.
No doubt. So, Mr. before we get things rolling, Mr. Knight, can you please give us a background on how you got into business, being this your first time on the Smoker's Lounge?
Yeah, for sure. So, it pretty much started, man. I was just like a local dude in my city, and like a lot of dudes were just like hitting me up on like IG and different things to basically like to hook up with their wives. And I'm like, this is some bullshit. Like, this ain't real. And then one dude really dropped off his woman, and next thing you know, I'm like, this has become a normal thing. So for me, I was just like, all right, wait a minute. Y'all want me to record this and then y'all go back home and enjoy this? And all I do is just get free pussy. I was like, nah, we're gonna get paid now. So I started doing like POV stuff, mm-hmm. and then started reaching out to like different like named performers. And the rest is history, man. I just started like developing like my craft, and like people just started vouching for me, seeing my work. And the next thing you know, here I am now. So that's a short story. We can go on it on the other podcast.
Oh yeah, because I just find it funny. See, that man was hitting the. How in the fuck did you come? Your name come into conversation? You must have been on Fat Life or something.
For me?
Yeah.
I didn't know what that was until I joined the industry.
Damn.
Yeah, I was. You know what, man? I was literally just on IG, and some dude hits me up like, "Man, I think you should bang my wife." I'm like, "All right, one of my homies is trolling me. Like, they messing with me." So I'm like, I did everything I could to make sure I ain't gonna get like all pumped. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, cameras gonna be coming out. Like, oh, we got him. And once the shorty just started showing me her nudes, it was like, all right, bet, let's run it.
See, that was so, saying, people. Funny how we start in the business. Sometimes it just happens by fucking accident. There you go. So, yeah. And eventually you met this beautiful, sexy redhead.
Yeah.
And stuff. And how did you come across her? I want to hear your side of it. Because she told her side of it. I want to hear your side of it.
I mean, how can I say this without her punching me in the head?
No, you can tell the truth. I always tell the truth. Go for it.
Okay. All right. So she followed me on Twitter, like when she first like started to get into the industry, and I'm like, paid no attention because I didn't see her work with nobody. So I'm like, all right, this must be a dude or something. You know, like how this girl just like, how this hot chick come on? Like, she look cute. So I kind of like paid her no attention, but then I saw that she was from a city, and I was like, hey, I'm going to be in your city. Mm-hmm. And she didn't respond to the DM. So I was just like, you know, I didn't give my normal spiel, which, you know, a lot of people be copying and stuff, copy and pasting my work, but that's another thing we'll get into. So I'm like, all right, well, she didn't respond. And the next thing you know, I see her shoot with somebody that do you want me to tell my story?
Yeah, or say it. Tell your story.
So next thing you know, I see her shoot with someone that I knew, and I was like, oh, I guess she is real. Mm-hmm. So then, you know, she would like a few things here and there, but I didn't really pay no much attention. So then, like, a dude I was cool with, me and him were supposed to hang out at one of the events before it all started. And she ended up tagging along with him. I'm like, come on, bro. Why are you bringing these girls? Like, they're supposed to be the fellas. So I was like, whatever. So she come up to me like, oh, I'm a hugger, and touching me and stuff. I'm like, I don't want this girl to be nowhere near me right now, right? I'm just chilling. And then next thing you know, man, we go to the beach, and she actually cool as hell. Like, she cool on the other side of the pillow. And I'm like, yeah, she cool. So then we just started vibing out. And then, like, she's like, later on, like, look, we should shoot. So she's like making sure that I got my paperwork right. She's like, send your stuff. I'm like, yo, I don't even know if I'm going to shoot with you. Like, I'm not pressed for you because, like, you left though, because you left me on red is how I looked at it. So I'm like, you know, you just another one of these like little skeezies. So
I meant to respond.
Hold on, am I telling this one? All right. So she keeps saying I was meant to respond. I should have. And then she posts this photo. I was like, I should have answered his DMs. Like, hey, you should have been answered. Because, you know, I'm not going to sit here and hate or nothing, but, you know, I'm thinking one of the best ones in the game at the time. So, you know, for me, it's like I'm going to definitely, you know, try to do what I can to help you with whatever we're trying to do instead of just try to take advantage. Yeah. Because that's just that type of person that I am. So, yeah, she was just real chill. And the vibe was right. And, you know, she's just like, let's shoot. And I was like, I'll get to it, you know, whatever. But then, like, later on the night, you know, a couple of drinks. And then next thing you know, we go back to her spot, shoot some content. And we chilling. And then the rest is history, man. We just vibing the whole way. And then, you know, just talking every day and hanging, talking about stuff. And then talking about when we're going to do the next collab. And next thing you know, here we are as a couple.
Yeah. So it's a difference, smokers, if you notice. It just so happened. That's how it's supposed to be. It ain't that you walking in looking for the shit.
Uh-huh.
That's what I think happens with a lot of motherfuckers. Men and women, they come into business looking for somebody.
Yeah.
Instead of doing the business to make money or what have you. Because like I said, the whole thing of it is that's what this is about. And sometimes you do find love in the business. I mean, hell, all right. You're not the only one. Hey, I met my wife in the business.
Really?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Wrote me a poem and everything.
Oh, shit. Roses are red.
Violets are blue. Guess what? I'm be fucking you. There you go.
Yeah, there we go.
So with that being said, hello, smokers, and welcome to the Smokers Lounge. Y'all know how it goes. You know who I am. I am Captain Officer of a Champ, a.k.a. the Porn Rap Star, AVN Award-nominated podcaster. That's right. Y'all know where y'all can find all my links. One link, allmylinks.com/PornRapStar. Let me tell you about three wonderful sponsors that we have. The first one being the Facebook and LS community, lsworld.com. Next up, the highest adult magazine in the game, RodSizzleMagazine.com. And last but not least, award-winning, award-nominated, voiceover with their smut, and they even had an award-nominated side, virtual reality side of their website. I'm talking about none other than BlushErotica.com. Also, we are a proud member of the GW District Black Podcasting Network. So go over to shopgwdistrict.com and do as I just said, shop, and buy some great products from some Black-owned companies. Also, check me out 5 days out the week in the morning at fullswatradio.com, as well as skyhawkafterdarktv.com, as well as the BGP LLC app. So now, y'all seen this gorgeous redhead before. You know, seen her on Smoker's Lounge, y'all. Seen her in the premium smoke room, you know, in her chair, looking all sexy in the red. And I even got a trailer of her showing y'all how she could twerk. Don't get it twisted. And as you can see, the man that she's been boasting about, that she's been talking about, and she said, fuck the rest of y'all male talents, I'm just fucking him. Fuck him. She brought him on my goddamn show, and he's the man I've been waiting to hear. So let me introduce them. You have Miss Marilyn Knott Monroe and the great Jordan Knight. Say hello to my smokers.
Right.
Jordan Wright, my bad. Yeah. Jordan Wright, I don't know why I was thinking that.
Jordan Dicker Wright. No, it's all good, bro. It's all good.
No, dude, but y'all know who the fuck he is. Stop playing. Put some respect on this man's name. So it's like, because that was interesting, because that was one of the conversations we was having, that especially in this day and age, the climate, the new STI, all this shit, I've had conversations with everybody about this, that a lot of females are more moving towards having a content partner, not as much working with anyone outside of the content partner.
Mm-hmm.
So with you, when that conversation came up with her, because you being a man to be in the business, you know how this business works. You know how it is for a female to even advance. What was your thought process when she came to you with that conversation?
It was interesting, man. And I actually had to double back on it because she basically sent a text after her birthday. And she was a little, you know, had a little one too many. But she's like, you know, I'm not even trying to be on that kind of time like the rest of them and fuck everyone. I think I can make this money with you. And I'm fine with just fucking you or and doing pay scenes if that's the case. And I'm like, word, like, that's how you want to do it. So it's like, I know there's all probably a misconception that I'm probably the one saying, no, you ain't fucking nobody else. But yeah, the reality is,
because you know the dudes in this business.
They are. They're like,
95% of them are lame. That's the first they're going to say, oh, well, Jordan, right here, let her fuck with anybody. You know, he trying to be stingy and shit.
Yeah. See, now I am going to be stingy now. But see, the thing was, at the time, it was just like, honestly, because I haven't dated anyone in the industry myself. So I was ready for us to both be shooting with other people. I was preparing myself for it. But the reality was she wanted something different. And I'm like, you know what? If you're down to do that, then I had no reason for me doing the same thing. And it was definitely something that I think we're still getting used to it too, as we still move forward. But it definitely took me back, and it kind of put a little, you know, make you feel like, damn, like, all right, I must have been doing something down there, right? You know what I mean? So I don't know what it is, but it was dope. But I think it was just like, the thing is, man, like, you can really get money, you can really do whatever you can if you just put the work in. You don't have to fuck everyone else. You don't have to shoot with everyone because someone else is shooting with them. Because at the end of the day, once you start seeing how you're moving and how people are really like, oh, you ain't trying to fuck no more, then they don't want to support. And you're going to see a lot of people, oh, you're not trying to do this with us? Oh, we're okay, then we're not going to support. Like, the likes drop, the people unfollow. And some people, like, yeah, I even had some shit today. Like, I had some shit today. I'm surprised she hasn't made a post about it. Where somebody was like, you know, your girlfriend can be problematic type shit because she's speaking her mind on stuff. And it's just like, and you like, why is your girlfriend have to be in your business? Well, she's my business partner in a sense now. So it's like, yeah, you see these people like going crazy online and not working out. And then now they have to go pick up the rest of their hoes, right?
Yeah.
Now, but it's like, if we move the way we're supposed to move, there ain't no having to pick up other hoes because we've already built that foundation to make our own bread. So it's different, but it's like the thing about me, man, I play chess, not checkers. So I'm already thinking three steps ahead of everyone else and what I'm going to do. So like when she brought that up, just to answer your question, I already had an idea like, okay, if this is how she wants to move, this is how we're going to play it. And this is how we're going to win. And now I'm actually seeing a lot more people that were like trying to fuck the both of us and stuff like that, or trying to do scenes with us, or trying to like now copying or emulating.
Yeah.
You're gonna start seeing a lot of little Marylands and a lot of little Jordans around in this industry.
Oh yeah, because see, the way that y'all market yourselves, you feel me? And I tell people this with couple porn, you have to market yourself very well with y'all being a couple, because now it's about you trying to gain the fan base to accept this is us. Y'all enjoying us. Y'all need to move the camera a little bit because she's...
Yeah,
we're trying to do that. It's a motion one.
Yeah, it's like following me.
The camera like, yeah, we should... It goes on the... I like that camera. It goes on who talking. Okay, okay.
Yeah, that's what it's trying to do. It's like, all right, I'm going to follow her. I'm going to follow him. Go ahead.
So it was like... Because the whole thing of it is that you don't want it to be where... I gotta put this. You try not to have it to where it's more about her, but more about y'all. How did y'all come to that? You know, period. Because a lot of times with some of these couples, they put the female first and foremost. So to me, if you're trying to come off as a couple, they need to see both of y'all because that's how it's sold.
So the thing is with it, bro, is like, it's simple as this. You gotta make sure that you, and I'm gonna backtrack on that. A lot of the things what we just said, there's a lot of lames in this industry. I'm gonna call it how I see it. I'm never afraid to bite my tongue, man, and real recognize real. And a lot of these people looking unfamiliar. And the reality is this, a lot of these dudes will be like, oh, well, if you're going to give up fucking other people, I'm not. I still need a bunch of pussy. Bro, I've had enough pussy in my life. I'm good. Like, it's all the same. Like, a lot of these females don't impress me. Like, granted, there's some wonderful talent in this industry, but I'm not pressed to go fuck everyone else. Like, I can literally go fuck my girl, make money, and not have to worry about, you know, what you doing later, what someone else is up to. So a lot of these people, they're not really trying to focus on the actual content itself. They're just saying, who can I fuck next? And not really trying to develop something like a storyline or some type of content. That's the whole point, is content. Not just let me get my dick wet or let me get my rocks off because I'm a hot wife or some shit and I want to fuck me a BBC. No, it's like for us, it's like, hey, you're rocking with us. So we're going to do things together. So and because she decides to not shoot with men anymore. So obviously she's still attracted to females. And obviously I'm with a female. So it's like, why not tell them, hey, she's not afraid to get dirty with a girl. If that means she has to use a strap on and we split roast them, or, you know, she's ready for a girl to like eat my cum out of her pussy and swap shit. A lot of these girls ain't fit to boot up. So a lot of them talk like, you know, gay for pay. So for us, it's like, hey, if you want to work with one of us, you got to be willing to work with both of us. And it's like, you don't have to. We're not pressed on anyone like, hey, you have to do this. And she's not against letting someone work with me solo, but it has to make sense. But at the end of the day, it's like, it has to make sense for the both of us to work with you. It has to be lucrative, and it has to be something that we don't feel like we're going to regret later, or just do it just because we're horny. And that is just the reality of it.
How many years you been in the business?
2 years.
See, yeah. You're thinking like a man that been in for 10. Because, like me and her discussed, and I love to hear her, you know, speak upon this too. It also gives her and you exclusivity, because you don't want to overspread yourself on the internet now, because that's where a lot of girls don't realize the less we see you, the more money you make.
That's funny that you said that, because I recently like reached out to a few content creators that I work with to take my stuff down and see if they would, like, because I've gone more into web, like, remember, I'm more into camping now, like, more like doming and stuff like that. And it's like, I mean, I really can't be like seeing, like, I can, but, you know, it's better to not have my pussy all over Twitter and all kinds of stuff like that when I'm like trying to get paid for having my pussy on the internet, like to show my pussy to some stranger when I'm camming. So almost every creator has taken it down. There's one that's still lollygagging, but, you know, like.
I'm sorry. That's a hard conversation. Especially for one, because I'm old school. So I kind of, my fans know how I feel about that situation. If a girl come to me to ask or what have you, ooh.
I mean, I asked and I was just like, listen, I mean, you know, I'm like, you can do safer work, whatever, but it's like everybody else has a lot of content. I really don't have a lot of content like out there. Like, I've only worked with a few people, but everybody was cool about it pretty much. And that's what matters. I mean, and if they didn't do it, like, they don't do it. You know, it's like, it is what it is. I don't have anybody's content up on my page.
Well, I mean, because it's kind of like I said, from the cloth I was cut from. It's like, when I had girls come at me, it was, well, like I said, it, probably the way that you came at them, but I can't say the same for the way the girls came at me.
You know, what I think is different for her, you know, because the thing is, Bobby, is like, she is not asking you not to sell the content.
Yeah.
She's more so, hey, I'm making more, my money's basically coming from camming. These motherfuckers come to see me show my pussy. If my pussy's already shown, you're taking money out of my pocket. Mm-hmm. So, granted, yeah, old school, and I definitely know what you mean. You signed the 2257s. You like, hey, I own this rights to this content. So, but it's like,
now, I can understand the way that she wanted it presented. Because the reason why I'm saying that is, like, I done talked to a lady that specifically asked the people that she did content with, do not post a trailer. Pussy, dick suck, Period. Mm-hmm. But also the cough I came from, most of the shit you saw was actually the pretty pics. Because it was when I made covers for the scenes. Plus also the pretty pics was very important because to keep it 100, that was sold the scene also. You heard the different poses and stuff like that because you think of the magazines, you know, period. Because even with me, I wanted her to do poses that was the fitting of a magazine. So even if she had her tits out, like, I didn't really post pussy pics like that. I mean, they had it for them to put on their website, but yeah. Like, pussy pic don't make you a great model. I'm sorry.
You know,
I'm trying to get you to Hollywood. I can't get you to Hollywood with a pussy pic, babe.
The thing is, OG, is like, it's like this, man. A lot of people, you probably already even realize this. I'm not from the old school, but I know the old school ways. You know, I got OGs in my corner, like every time I move my hands, my hands up with the camera. Every time, like a lot of these people either post a cum shot or they post in so much of the fucking, it's like, why would I want to pay for her content when I can just watch someone else's Twitter of her getting fucked for like 30 seconds? And if I save enough 30 second trailers, I don't have to spend any more money. And that's where a lot of these content creators, and I say that in quotations, content creators fuck up the bag because you want to go and post everything you did in the scene. Mm-hmm. It's like, why the fuck would I even want to watch your shit if I can just stay on Twitter for free?
But see, so it's also like, the packaging of it. Because Richard Mann will tell you this, Mr. Nuts, we put up trailers. I was just having this conversation with another model. Trailers. No different than what a movie trailer would be. And see, when you package it as just we fucking, that's how they're gonna look at it, which in turn makes them feel it's not worth paying for.
Exactly.
If you give me a trailer where the skit is at the beginning and then you give me at least a minute of a 25 minute highlight reel, it's not 25, the scene might be 25 minutes, but you can give me a highlight reel of a minute.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and trust me, it'll sell every time. And the key is repetition. You keep giving them. Say, I only made like two trailers. I gave them two trailers over and over again. The poster over and over again. Certain pics over and over again. People lost how to market their shit because they saw, oh, I need to market like it's TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's porn. It's not TikTok. No,
it's just a game.
But people want the likes online. That's the problem.
Because there's a bunch of clout chasers. They don't care about the coin. They want to be known. Like, look who I fucked. Not look how much money I made off this scene.
Oh, because it's like to the point you hear about followers. I keep saying it. Fuck followers. Show me subscribers.
Mm-hmm. Facts.
Mm-hmm. And even to the point,
see them, they'll fold quick.
Yeah. And I said this before, the whole purpose was to devalue the porn star. Everything that OnlyFans did. This is a private company. The only reason why you even know how much anybody made because they released it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to tell you the biggest mistake. When they told the world that motherfucker Jimmy Smack made $1 million, now every last one of you thought that y'all was a porn star.
True.
Who made that?
It's just saying when people started making coin off of there.
Oh.
Yeah. No, when Jimmy Smack announced, I made $1 million. Yeah, now this is where I say it was bullshit. It's not bullshit that he made it, but it was bullshit how I got released. He lives in fucking Atlanta. Do you think that motherfucker want anybody to know he made $1 million in Atlanta, Georgia?
Mm-hmm. I seen them jump right in them cars.
Motherfucker fanning it, get the money, got that dude rolled in. Give it up.
Yep, it's over. As soon as you hit that request button, they waiting for you. Light that ass up.
They're like, oh, he made $1 million. Okay, we know where he working.
Mm-hmm. No,
they wanted to put that out to devalue us so that more lame motherfuckers come into our business. You know? Because it was just like you talking to those heads. That's how we had to come in. Ladies come in dealing with a producer because that was how you got content. And also you got paid gigs, you know, period. Now, like I said, this day and age, because the way the business is, a lady doesn't, I've been saying this, a lady don't have to fuck so many dicks to make money in this business. Heather Hunter did 8 videos and she's a fucking Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
She did. People don't realize that. She did 8 movies. That's it.
I mean, hey, good for her. Shit.
You don't have to. Like, all you need is a fucking dildo and people are going to buy this shit. And I say this all the time online, man. I say it like countless times, like, you know, as a straight male talent, we need them more than they need us. Because if we're not gay for pay or something like that, then we can't really market. Like especially the POV dudes, they're the corniest ones to me. But you know, I'm not even gonna get into that, dog. But it's just like a lot of these cats, man, don't understand, like, oh yeah, I can make you this and that. No, once a girl figures out that they can market themselves, y'all are useless. They can do the same thing with a dildo and make money. I seen a girl say the other week that she made 80 grand 1 month and not fuck one person, not sell one thing about her fucking a person. I'm just like, my point.
Because it's so many ways for women to make money nowadays in the business, and they ain't got to fuck a dude.
Mm-hmm.
From BDSM to the fetish to all that shit.
Exactly. Hell,
sure they can get tied up and just roll around. That's the video. Y'all will buy that shit.
Yep.
Yo, I tell females to get into that. You can't be dependent upon just content.
Mm-mm.
Because women have so many avenues in which they can make money. She who does it all makes the most money. You know, period. Like I tell anybody, if you choose to do boy girl because you chose to do boy girl, not because you have to. A lot of girls, sometimes they pigeonhole themselves into that bracket.
Yep.
Because that's the only way they can make money, because they don't try any other outlet from the webcam and to the Twitch. I even discuss about shit outside of porn, finding sponsorships. Right. Shell, some of you females can get some shit from damn Fashion Nova. Stop playing.
I get free stuff from TikTok all the time.
That's a bag, because you're not paying for clothes.
Oh yeah, I haven't paid for clothes and.
Like, that's a bag, and they're going to pay you for different things. But a lot of the times, man, they're scared to make money, or they're too lazy. Like, there's so many different things that I wait for.
It is hard, though. I'm like, because you said, I've even been lazy, like, with the fucking shit. It's like, webcamming, everything like that, because you have to put fucking work into it. Like, you're not just laying on your back. You got to put fucking work into it. Like, you have to, like, be fucking consistent. It is hard, but, I mean, it's worth it once you are consistent. But you gotta be consistent.
Yeah.
You can't go out and party. Like,
it's also balancing the organization, you know, period. Because it's kind of like, and two, also if you train your fan base. Because that's the one thing that I can say about webcam girls, more so than porn stars, they're able, and fetish girls, they're able to train their fan base to the point that they don't have to do much to make that money.
Yeah.
Complain about, well, I got the webcam a lot. Once again, as you grow and you evolve, now you do webcam shows. That means now you're making them come at one time to come see you. If they don't see you at that time, fuck them. They better catch you on a custom.
But it is building a new fan base. But I mean, you're like, I have like the same people like that I'm seeing now that I'm consistently that come back, you know, like, they come back and they spend their little bread and then they disappear. And there's even like, I'm building a fan base like Cammy that like want to see me and him together. Like, they'll be like, yo, is he around? Can we do a couple show later? Like people love to watch us fuck for like 3 minutes and then disappear.
Because he has point adequate dick. And that has a lot to do with some of these couples.
Yeah, no, I mean, geez, they love to watch me like suck, make his dick grow. Like that is.
No, because I'm sorry. Men, when they watch, if they're going to watch a couple, they want to see that the dude is actually a porn dude. You know, period. As much as men, when it comes to porn, we live vicariously through the dude that's in that camera.
That's true.
Hands down.
But most men come so quickly, too. like that are watching, like that's the reality of it is like a porno or whatever, like you could really just make it 5-6 minutes because they'll come 90% of the time. You can't, but like when it's solo work and everything, you really can get away with like a video less than 10 minutes. But, and I've learned with webcamming that most people come within like the first 5 minutes.
Oh yeah. But see, the thing is, but see, it, just like when I had the argument with females about trailers and stuff, they was like, well, he if he jerk off, they might make it 30 seconds. If he jerk off, he ain't going to go spend no money or buy. I'm like, if he jerks off enough, he's coming to spend money. Because we are creatures of fucking habit. We are creatures of fucking habit. He'll wake up before he go to work, go look at her for a second, look at her video, jerk off. Eventually, he's going to be like, you know something? Fuck it. I'm going to get a membership. Eventually, yeah. Fuck it. I'm going to go see her live. Because yeah. Super fact, Doug, that the curiosity builds. Yeah. See, that's why I tell females, think with a dick. When Steve Harvey said think like a man, he actually meant business. He wasn't talking about relationships, ladies and gentlemen. We want him to jerk off. I want this motherfucker every time to jerk off to my shit. You want to know why? He went and got a membership. He went to go see the full fucking scene. Uh-huh. And if we bought it, we going to watch the full fucking scene.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, definitely. But that's why I took off. Like, that's why I don't want to have a lot of stuff, you know, out there for free. And the exclusivity part where it's like, you really can only find my shit between our platforms. Which is great.
Yeah, because see, the thing about it is, one, you control what the pricing is. Because sometimes we collab, you can't control the pricing. And then two, like I tell anybody else, men fan base is different from the women fan base. Their traffic is two totally different entities. Because they're coming to see her get fucked. They really don't give a shit if it's dildo or dick. They come to see who he's fucking. You get what I'm saying? So with that being said, with the marketing, do you still market yourself separately as entities and as well as together, or y'all market yourselves together?
Separate and together. Yeah. We're growing. We're still growing together. I mean, this is all new. It's like we're merging in a sense, you know, like we're two separate entities that are merging together as one, but we still have our stuff. Mm-hmm.
So I would say, yes, we still market ourselves because at the end of the day, what she kind of got off on was that she was a solo creator in the first place. She did a couple collabs and people just expected that. Mm-hmm. She got out early enough that she can still market herself as a solo, plus a boy girl and girl, and now as a dom. So she may have lost shooting with different men as in boy girl. But she gained being able to be well diverse into other things where her fans are going to literally have to follow through with that. I've done enough content in the past few years that I'm still putting out stuff that I haven't released that I have done like a year ago. Mm-hmm. So I can still say things that I'm doing. But also, even with the females that we work in the future, that's still something that I can market solely if that scene presents itself. And I've, you know, some men might think I chopped my balls off on this one, but I let her like pick the person. She's like, you know what? I'll let you fuck her. And it's just like, bet. Cool. That's another scene. So because I think she understands I'm not pressed for these females in this industry. I you know, I'm not going to sit here and lie to you. Dog, I mean, I got a chance to fuck my porn crush that I used to jerk off to as a teenager. Now that I'm in the industry, and it's like, all right, I can maneuver how I want to. And it's like, I'm still making her happy. Because at the end of the day, as long as we are happy, like happy woman, you know, happy life. So it's like, at the end of the day, you just got to think about how you want to keep the business. Like, I'm not going to be like, man, I really want to fuck her tonight. Oh, and that can turn into an argument. Well, you don't want to fuck me? And I've seen that worse. And I'm not name dropping, but I've seen cats use their ex-girlfriend that they used to work with as a reason to pull a collab. I don't need her as a bargaining chip. Mm-hmm. I was pulling women to shoot with before her. So now it's like, hey, look, me and my girlfriend want to work with you. We want to work together because it's our entity and we're going to promote it that way moving forward. But I mean, if I have a solo or a one-on-one with someone, then I have it. But it's like, I'm not pressed on it. It is what it is.
Well, I mean, if, okay, we about to keep it 100. One, the girl that you're working with, her, she already has a name walking into this. Because not just webcamming, she actually shot with top companies. So yeah, you can see her on top level companies.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, like I said again, she already shot with other dudes. So that supply of, okay, I want to see it with somebody other than you.
Yeah, it's already there.
You get what I'm saying?
Exactly.
And two, I've been said this. Once you hit year two and three, that circle of content shrinks like a motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
Because here's the question. When do you become a kingmaker? Because the whole purpose of a lot, because females, let's keep it 100, can become kingmakers.
Oh, 100%.
If shooting with her, it means a lot. You get what I'm saying? So in actuality, she's making herself a kingmaker so that if she ever did shoot with a dude, it's going to have a strong impact because you don't see her shoot.
Yep.
Of a dude. So in actuality, business-wise, you didn't realize it. You actually made a good business decision. She didn't even think about it. That's why she smiled. She was like, wait a second, you got a point. I ain't thinking about that. See?
I mean,
that's a bloom of the business mind, this motherfucker, ain't it?
I mean, you gotta see it. Our fan base is like really all it is, and your fan base is constantly building. I mean, I've only been in the industry for like, technically, I got into like the industry like this past summer. So I mean, I have like OnlyFans and like TikTok, and I like dabble, but I still don't know what the fuck I'm doing 90% of the time. But I'm building a fan base. I have lost like I lost like 4 major TikToks last year. And it's like, so like, you know, I'm like, I'm rebuilding once again. I'm like taking a little break from social media. Like I really haven't been on it. I don't give a fuck. I got some good fans. Like, you know, I'm making it, I'm focusing on a different avenue right now. Like one that I actually enjoy because like I have fun. Like I'm like this sweet porn star. They're like, oh my God, I know you from whatever, whatever. And then it's like, I turn into like this dominating bitch to these men and like make them cower at my feet. And I'm like, I get done. And I'm like, that was fun. Who wants to eat? Come next. Like,
my God. So
it's fucking great.
I gotta dominate your shit because I'm pretty sure you didn't gain a lot of fans just off of those videos of doing that.
I don't have a lot of videos of that yet. Like everything is new. So like, but what I'm saying is that pretty much like, as long as you're building your fan base, like you could rotate the same fucking 5 videos, but mm-hmm. the internet, there's just so many people. So it doesn't matter. As long as you're pulling in new fans, your few videos can always make money. And as long as you're consistent and you talk to them and you send out shit and you have new pictures or whatever the fuck it is for the ones that the long runners, because the reality is this, there's only like 10% of people that follow you that actually give a fuck about what you're doing. Like I've been so shadow banned and like I have what, 52,000 followers and only like 100 people steadily like my shit on a regular basis. And 10% of those people really fuck with me. So like 10 people really fuck with me. And like, you know, like that's the way the numbers work.
Well, shoot. So I got to ask you this because I remember when I saw her in the red number that she had, she's a lady that works out. Do you record yourself working out? That's why you don't put that on the net or what have you, because it's kind of like, I would have a conversation with Aaliyah Taylor and some of the females that have a fit body, that y'all could play into the fitness market real strong as far as sponsorships and stuff like that, because the way that you're moving, to keep it 100, it's like you cutting yourself from doing dudes is kind of making you more marketable along the IG model type situation. Because even with them IG models, they do have some fuck videos up there, but they're not that many. You get what I'm saying? Yeah. So it leads to sponsorship. So have you ever even thought about going that route? Because, your body's amazing, darling.
I've lost like over like 100,000 followers last year on TikTok. Like I have pushed TikToks and I've gone viral and then I've had like my fans come in through that way. Like everything that you see on Twitter is from my TikToks. Like, but I just keep getting I keep losing. I'm like, no matter what I do, I don't know what it is. Like, I feel like there is somebody that legit hates me. But I mean, I'm trying again. Like, I'm starting different, but like, I'm using a different name. I'm not even going to say it on here because, like, fuck it. I'm going to start a new name and let it, like, filter over because all it needs to matter. Like, I just need to filter over to my Twitter to get to my paid pages, to hit my links. That's all I need for them to do. But yes, no, working out is a thing. Like, having him around, you know, like, sometimes he records me and stuff. And we just need to, like, now that it's not freezing cold as much, like, once the weather gets a little better, like, can really do some good workout videos. Like, you know, outside sweating, people love that shit.
After that look at her, right, I said, you know, so, with the right regimen, she actually could compete in some of these shits.
I could do what?
Compete.
Oh, God, no. I don't want to be a muscle mommy. Somebody, like, leaked one of my videos, and that's what they call me in there. And it's like, it's so cringy to me. I'm like, I'm not a muscle mommy.
I mean, not because like I said, your physique, I mean, no, seriously, you have a very nice physique. It's like, that's the biggest thing with the fitness models is not losing the softness. I'm talking to Olivia Bentley and many other ones that actually participate in that shit. Because, yeah, they tell me about their training. Yeah. God damn, but the cardio's ain't no joke.
I mean, dude, I've worked with a good bit of bodybuilders, you know, in this industry. Like you said, Aaliyah Tay, I work with her and like Brandy May. Like they're solid, you know. So like, and like, I'm not gonna say that because I'll get canceled. But they're solid, man. Let's put it like that. I'm gonna just leave it at that word. They're solid.
See, I'm jealous because I never got an opportunity to work with one. I always wanted to shoot with one. I just want her to ride and flex while she's riding my dick. That's all. flex for me. Go ahead, pose, baby. Ride the dick. You know, but no, but like I said, because even to the point, like I said, because knowing with your physique or what have you, and like I know that you work out, people like seeing the ladies work out, you know, period. Because I started to see more females doing that, doing yoga videos and stuff of that nature and everything. It's like when you do stuff, do you intentionally think about, let me market myself to where I can catch something outside of the business?
Yes, no. I mean, I have, like, up until a few weeks ago, like, I was all, like, I just wanted safe for work content, like everything, like I'll be like, we gotta record that, it's content, everything. But I mean, I have a lot of videos on my phone. It's just right now, like I said, I got burnt out trying to like fix what I lost with my TikToks. And so like, I'm taking a mental break and like, I'm chilling right now. But everything's marketable. Like, I mean, everything that I do, like I have gut issues. Like, you know, I have PCOS. Like, I mean, I am a walking fucking little marketable woman. Like everything about me, like, I mean, it's like, you'll be like, damn. Cause like, I do have a lot of stuff to deal with. Like, I mean, I'll eat food and I look like I'm 6 months pregnant until I poop. Like it's, but it's gut issues. Like, and it's stuff that like, I figured out how to heal it through food and then I mess up again. Don't look at me like that. You know, I don't care. I'm truthful. But just in general, like everything's marketable and I know that, but it's a lot of work too to market everything, to market stuff.
Yeah.
It's a lot easier to just lay on your back.
Yeah, then when people raise, the hard part is getting that shit to y'all to make it look good for y'all to buy it. So So last thing I'm gonna ask y'all before I let this lovely couple go is, because y'all are all y'all business partners, you might as well say they practically married, connected to the hill. How do y'all balance the personal with the business so that things won't cross?
Answer.
I mean, I think we're both gonna answer it, but I'll let you.
You wanna go first? You go first.
I go first? Okay.
Yeah, you go first.
I mean, we try to, like, set schedules, but Honestly, we're polar opposites and it works. We're polar opposites. You can tell who the unorganized one is here. but like we mesh well together in a sense, and we do take a lot of time to ourselves. Like at the end of the day, it's like take like days where it's like we're not working. Like we'll go be a fucking regular couple. We don't record shit. We're not doing anything. Like we are just us and in our moment. Like we spent like what a weekend doing absolutely nothing and just like chilling. Like it was honestly the best fucking weekend. Like what did we even leave the house? Like what did we do? Like we went and played games. Like we played games. Like we just chill. Like
yeah,
you have to have time. Your turn. Go.
Man, she's annoying as hell. She got my damn nerves. It's like
that's because yeah, if you can't be wife, you don't get on our nerves at least once a day.
It give me a headache. No, to answer your question, OG, it's like this, man. You gotta understand where things lie. You have to understand that you're making the decisions for each other. Like there's a lot of times where I ask a shit ton of questions and I wanna know where her mental's at. I'm the type of person that I'm always on go. And I think about business a little more than personal. And I think she thinks about personal a little more than business because she's just like, her head's in the clouds in my eyes. She's just like, she sees sunshines and rainbows. And I'm like, look, that's a bus coming about to hit you. That's not what you think it is. And she's just really just like, and it does mesh well because like, I could be chill, goofy as hell too. But at the end of the day, I know what we're doing is a business. And we can always come back to it because at the end of the day, people can say sacrifices. We made decisions. So it's like, you got to have that balance because we're not out here fucking everyone. Like you'll see other couples in this industry doing well for themselves and fucking everyone that they can, but we're like only fucking each other and maybe a few females. And the reality is you got to remember where home's at and what you want out of this. Like if you just wanted to keep it transactional, then we could have done that. But instead, we brought it with love and want to build something together. And if we sink together. But we ain't gonna sink because I said I'm three steps ahead. I don't like to lose. I don't like to lose at all. I'm the most competitive person, man. And I'm making sure that no matter what, if she like, I said this to her and I didn't say it at the beginning, but when she said I wanted you to be my only stunt cop, whatever, right? So in my mind, I was like, all right, I got to be Jordan 200 different ways because these men probably want to see her 200 different men. So I got to maneuver a different way. So that means a POV. If I'm being stepdad, stepmom, stepbrother, I'm something. I'm always going to be something. And then there's times where she may want to be more dominant with me and maybe put me in compromising positions. But as long as it ain't something that is a negative reflection of my sexuality, I'm going to do it. Because as a heterosexual male, you want to make sure that you're keeping that image. And that's why she has that ability to dom and peg other men that are into that because that's her dominant role. But if she wants to get on top of me and play muscle mommy, then she's more than welcome to. You know what I mean? And that's how you do it.
Have y'all filmed, wait a second, I forgot to ask you, have you filmed a pegging scene yet?
A what?
A pegging scene.
So I did with a girl, but not a guy yet. But I mean, I am. We're working on it.
You talking about with Quinn? With what's her name? Amy Quinn?
No,
she did it with Maddie B.
Maddie B. Oh, I thought I saw one of
Madison Blaze. That's what
she's like. Oh, she's going. I thought it was Studio Maddie. Okay, yeah. She was part of our little hocus pocus thing that we did together.
Oh. Okay. Collabs last ones.
How was her stroking?
She got some work to do. I got to teach her. I got to teach her a couple strokes.
I bought a hula hoop.
See, the thing is, she got that. She still got the. She might got a fat ass, but she got that white girl in her. So like, you know, I'm gonna be honest with you, OG. Me and her haven't gone dancing yet, and I know it ain't gonna look good on her end. I know she don't got no rhythm. So I just leave it at that. So I got to show her how to do a little something.
I mean, when she was on the show though, she not do the butt cheeks though. I was like,
oh, she can do that. She knows how to make them bounce.
Yeah,
but she ain't doing it on meat though. So next time you want to have her do some shit, put a song on, see how she don't go off, she off beat. She like these new rappers.
Hold up,
stay off beat.
Listen, I was a stripper. That's how I learned how to shake my ass. All you gotta do is be on stage, you know, make your ass move, and you good to go.
Yeah, because all they care about is just as long as it bounces.
As long as it bounces, they don't care.
Mm-hmm.
But you grew up where I'm from, we got to have a little rhythm.
You got to be able to move that thing.
I'm like, she's like, you going to teach me how to stroke? Yeah, I got you.
See, now what you need to do is get it with that reggae, see.
The what?
Reggae.
Okay.
So,
boom, it's like, right. You know what I'm talking about.
Because
I think if people want to learn how to move their hips, reggae. Because the way the music is,
it's
and energy from it. And so you can't help but to feel sexy. You know, period. No, we do not play Sexy Red for her ass, no.
No, we'll get some rhythm. We just gotta listen to some old school stuff. That's all. She'll get in rhythm stuff from early 2000s and beyond. She'll be all right. That's all she needs.
But she ride dick with rhythm. But she ride dick with rhythm.
We did it like some years.
Would you say OG?
But she ride dick with rhythm though.
Yeah.
What the hell?
Look, smokers, you see the face. That lets you know the truth. Yeah, she might can't dance, but she can dance on the dick, though.
Yeah.
But you
say
I can't dance on the dick?
Yeah.
You say
it's... I said she may not have rhythm on the dance floor, but she got rhythm on rap while riding a dick. See, there you go. See. With that being said, we at the end of a wonderful episode, people. I hope y'all enjoyed it. I damn sure do. And they're going to be back. You know, I'm going to bring on the Premium Smoke Room again. And him, Savage Smoke, is coming. Because I know, he's going to give it up like every male time that I ask to come on Savage Smoke. So y'all go ahead and subscribe because it's worth the money. So with that, speaking about money, y'all too, tell everybody where they can spend money on y'all.
OnlyFans, not Monroe. Streammates, not Monroe. Minivids, not Monroe. All my ads are pretty much not Monroe, so you can go down. I made an I Want Clips, not Monroe. So any of those sites, Chatterbait, not Monroe. Come find me at any of those places.
First and foremost, don't go to Google for me, because I don't want y'all going to that free shit. But if you want, follow me on the X at Jordan_WrightX. Go to the link tree. You're going to see who's the top guy on Minivids. You're going to see me on OnlyFans, Jordan Wright, XXX. You can see if you want to take a look and you don't feel like spending nothing, then stay away from my shit. But anyway, honestly, you can follow me there. You'll see all the stuff with her as well. And you can see what the stuff we got coming and cooking right now.
Yes. So, people, this is the epitome porn couple. There's a few of them out there. Them, Dorian and Peaches, you know what I'm saying, Beast and Kitty, that take this business seriously. And at the same token, it also disproves the notion that we can't find love. But there's nobody out here that wanted to date a porn star. Seem like they happy to some of you motherfuckers, traditional motherfuckers, that, see, They ain't getting a divorce. I ain't heard about no breakup. Some of y'all motherfuckers getting breaking up, but y'all gonna be traditional. So that's why I love talking to couples like that, because it proves the point. So with that being said, we at the end of another wonderful episode. You know how we end these things all day, every day. Life is a learning experience. What's the point of the experience if you haven't learned anything? Smoke this. Oh, Miss Monroe. And Mr. Wright, can you please say goodbye to the smokers?
All right, you guys. Good night.
Have a good one.